My name is Brian Novoshelsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today, I'm joined by Aaron Fox, Associate Chief Pharmacy Officer at the University of Utah Health. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So today, we're going to be discussing the American Society of Health System Pharmacists 2025 Pharmacy Forecast. More specifically, we'll be taking a deeper dive into a section of the report titled Managing Ultra-High-Cost Drugs, a section that Aaron co-authored. So Aaron, to begin with your section of the report, it mentions the ultra high cost of gene and cell therapies because of their rare use within the market. They account for just 0.8% of total pharmaceutical spending. Can you further explain why these drugs are so expensive and why payers have such a hard time accessing them?
Sure. When you think about a very rare disease and all of the work and effort that goes into making a treatment for that, when only a few people will actually ever need that treatment, we don't have the economies of scale that we get with other drug development. And so at the end of the day, these treatments end up being very, very high cost. And so then with the healthcare system that we have in the United States, with mostly commercial payers, but also government being one of our largest payers, we kind of end up in a situation where the payers decide if they're going to cover a specific very, very high cost treatment or not. In some cases, there are other treatments for these disease states as well, and so that makes that coverage decision that much more difficult.
Awesome. So according to the report, one of the key issues leading to these ultra high cost drugs is the absence of a sustainable payment model. So can you tell us what an improved payment model might look like from kind of what's been used in the past, and how would that model differ from previous payment models?
Yeah, so right now, patients, many people switch insurance plans every year in some cases, right? You have that open enrollment period, and then you can switch your payer. If you're on the payer side, you want to know that if you're going to cover, say, a $3 million therapy that is going to last perhaps even a lifetime, that you want that patient to stay with you in your health plan, but we don't have any guarantees like that. So I think we need to think of a different model for paying for these products that kind of gives a little bit of risk to all of the different parties, right? We have hospitals who would have to pay for this the actual product. We might get value-based contracts between a payer and a manufacturer, where let's say the patient doesn't get the full benefit of the treatment, then perhaps the manufacturer gives a rebate back to the payer. But kind of what's forgotten in that value-based contracting step is what happens to the hospital that actually paid the $3 million in the first place and did all the work to administer the product to the patient. And so we need to make sure that we're including health systems in these value-based contracts that could provide a little bit more sustainability for these ultra high cost drugs.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely agree. I feel like just the complexity, and you see this with outside of ultra high cost drugs, just the complexity of the supply chain is really just makes this such a big and kind of important issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. So moving to kind of providers within this space, the providers that are most familiar with these drugs, how can pharmacists leverage their knowledge of these medications and assist patients struggling with prescription access?
Yeah, I think deciding if one of these treatments is right for a patient, pharmacists can really help play a role there, working in tandem with the physician, thinking about side effects, thinking about what the overall treatment regimen would be like, helping talk through those issues with the patient can be really important. Talking about the other alternatives, talking about the steps that you might take with other treatments before you get to this kind of ultra high cost drug. Pharmacists have such a role to play in all of those conversations. And many pharmacists are becoming very, very much experts in very niche areas. And so really capitalizing on that can actually help the providers have those types of conversations with more patients.
Awesome. So diving just a little deeper into that, do you believe pharmacists can be doing more with these high cost drugs and the patients that they dispense them to? So like, I feel like with all this declining reimbursements and increasing drug costs, pharmacists really are And we've seen it that they're kind of taking it on themselves to be more in consulting with insurance or other areas of just healthcare in general to help out their patients that they see on a day-to-day. Do you think there's even more things that they can be doing going forward to help patients?
I think becoming more involved in contracting discussions is a new role for pharmacists, but really helping have those conversations with the payer, with the health system, and kind of having that big picture view. Pharmacists can help patients end up being able to access those products if we can think of good terms that are helpful to agreeable to the payer as well as the health system.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the one word I kind of picked up is that conversation, and really just that needs to be had with everyone involved and
And I
there.
think pharmacists, uniquely, maybe even different than providers, pharmacists are very familiar with the payer side as well as the clinical side. And so I think that ability to have that broad view makes them a really helpful asset to the folks at the health system that might be working on that specific contract.
Awesome, for sure. Definitely in a very, very unique position within healthcare. Cool. So I have a few more questions. So with so many issues within healthcare and in pharmacy specifically, why is it important for pharmacists to be knowledgeable about these medications that impact so few patients?
At the most basic, I think it's important to know these exist because you might encounter a patient in your practice that it's very important for you to understand that they've received that treatment so that you don't give another therapy that, could counteract or more adversely affect the patient and just to kind of help understand the side effects that those patients are going through.
Awesome. Yeah. So de definitely, like, no matter what, every patient is different from each other, and they need their proper care. So I definitely agree with that.
Absolutely. And yeah, even though you might not have been involved in that actual treatment with the ultra high cost drug, it's really important to understand that it exists again to just help provide just that overall care and education for the patient, for sure.
Making a pivot for our last question here, I wanted to talk about ethical allocation. So that was a big kind of theme in your section of the report. So what is ethical allocation, and how can it be utilized to benefit patients in need of these high-cost drugs?
Such a tricky subject because I think with the healthcare system that we have in the US, I'm not sure that we actually even have ethically available care, right? Like not everybody has access to care. And so, so we're already kind of dealing with an unethical situation where we have haves and have-nots. But really, it's going to come down to if you want to access one of these high-cost treatments, it really will depend on your insurance. And some people have more choices than other people. And of course, folks that have more assets than others are going to have more opportunities to access these products as well. Even things like being having the resources available to maybe go to a different state that offers that treatment or a different city, and stay in a hotel and all of those extra resources that add costs, not every patient can afford that. And so I think it's really tricky to think about how we truly make sure that, of a group of 10 people who all could truly benefit from an ultra high cost drug, how do you decide if all 10 can access it, or how do you decide which patients are left behind?
Well, I think this has been a great conversation, kind of what these high cost drugs are and kind of where they find themselves within the supply chain and health system, pharmacy, and all that. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course.